University of Khartoum political science professor Hassan Haj Ali says, mediation efforts to resolve the political crisis in Sudan are focusing on reaching common ground for restoring a civilian-led transitional government. The effort includes South Sudan, the United Nations, the African Union, and Western countries.
There are a number of mediation initiatives going on right now. Some of them locally originated, others by the mainly the United States and also the some mediators from the African Union. But the main focus is how to restore the civilian-led government. But the problem lies in the how everybody is defining the civilian component. So the main focus now is how to convince the different parties on this new composition of the government.
Ali says, however, the demands from Sudanese protesters and pro-democracy activists to reverse the October 25 military takeover do not look realistic. The military ousted Prime Minister Abdullah Hamdok and his cabinet and jailed many civilian politicians and activists.
So this will take us back again to the October 24th. And this means the military move, the military coup is meaningless. And this will, from my own understanding, from my own observation, the military as a institution will not accept this condition that bringing back the same government on the 24th of October. And so we are going to get into a deadlock because from what I see, it's not easy to bring back the old government. Now we have like a new reality in the country.
On Wednesday, Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates joined the United States and the United Kingdom in calling for the restoration of a civilian-led transitional government. Ali says the joint statement is significant because the two Gulf countries, who are important allies of Sudan, have joined the international community in sharing serious concern with the situation in Sudan. In the statement, the four governments encourage the release of those detained and lifting the state of emergency. It also said violence has no place in the new Sudan, while encouraging dialogue between all parties. Ali says the statement, however, does not specify how to restore a civilian-led government.
It is a significant development, but also at the same time, there is no mention of restoring the previous government. But they said we need a civilian-led government. But what are the components of this civilian government? Who's going to be the prime minister?
When Sudan's top military general, Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, announced the dissolution of Sudan's transitional government, he said a national independent government of technocrats would be appointed to lead the country for the rest of the transitional period. Unconfirmed reports from closed-door negotiations between Burhan and Hamdok, who remains under house arrest, say Hamdok is demanding the release of all civilians arrested in connection with the military takeover before entering any deal with the army. Pro-democracy activists in Sudan have demanded the full restoration of Hamdok's government before any negotiations with the army. Ali says the parties must compromise.
There is a need to emphasize the need for compromise, and I think the ambiguity on the type of civilian government for the Gulf countries is intended to convey to their Western allies that they need a civilian government, but at the same time, they give Burhan and other military leaders the time to either to convince Hamdok himself or to replace him with another civilian leader. I think the starting point is to bring back Hamdok again as a prime minister and then to work out a sort of a new cabinet, how it should be formed and who should be included, or whether to give Hamdok himself a free hand to form the new cabinet, taking into consideration that those should be apolitical, should be only technocrats.
Wednesday's statement is the latest in a chorus of regional and international actors calling for the restoration of civilian rule in Sudan and the completion of Sudan's transition to democracy. That transition began 2 years ago following the ouster of longtime military ruler Omar al-Bashir. For VOA News, I'm Nabil Biagio in Washington.